broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. We have so much news to cover. It is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. It is hard to even fathom how much news there is, much less deal with it all, right? I mean, every day, as far as I can tell, there's more news. More news going on everywhere you go. It's just shocking how much there really is to cover. I don't even really know how to deal with it all. You say, Sam, aren't you a news guy? Aren't you supposed to deal with it all? Yeah, I am. But ladies and gentlemen, it has never been this much news before. I don't know how we get more and more and more and more news coming out. I used to be able to handle it all. I could go through the news. I could read articles. I could check everything out. I could dig in. I could jettison 90% of the articles, highlight the ones that matter most. We used to do a three-hour show a day, 5 days a week, 15 hours live on the radio every week for a long time. Many years we did that. And then I got thinking, man, there's so much news back then. I got to do 4 hours, not three. I got to do four. Then I thought, that's just insanity. Because what's after that, 5 hours? So then I thought, you know what, let's just reduce the amount of radio time. Let's do 6 days a week broadcasting. And that's 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's only 12 hours of radio. So I'm reducing 3 hours on the radio, but I'm also live 6 days a week. So I have maybe less airtime overall, but I've got more round the clock coverage. Because I also realized, in addition to, there's so much news that comes out on the weekend. And most talk show hosts, most people miss it if you're a weekday talk show host. If you're a weekend warrior, you might cover it. But so anyway, I went through all that and decided let's just do a two-hour show a day, 6 days a week. And so we started doing that. So that's 12 hours, not 15 on the radio. And I was kind of required to reduce the amount of news we covered in a way. But I felt like that's okay because we'll just basically refine better the stories. There's so much news. Let's just highlight the more important stuff or the most important stuff. And I just kind of thought, man, that's a good idea. Let's do it. So we did that. And we've been live for 2 hours a day, 6 days a week for quite some time now, many years. And I look at all this and I go, now what do I do? There's so much news. You'll never cover it all. I can't go live 7 days a week. I'm not willing to broadcast on the Sabbath. Well, Sam, you can cover all the religious stories. I know. But when does that end, right? There's just no end that I can see. Anyway, I look at all that, and I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. Except just to, I guess, do better at focusing on the stories that matter the most, that mean the most. That's the only thing I can think to do. Just do better at that, Sam. And I might need to get some other researchers to work on stories with me. There's just more news all the time. Let me tell you what we covered yesterday to make the point. We had our guest on, James Edwards, incredible talk show host in his own right. He does a radio program called ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Everybody calls him a racist. Even the mainstream press is allowed to call him the leader of the KKK. Even though in court they admitted it was a lie, it was false. He's not a leader of the KKK. He's not even a member of the KKK, for that matter. But yet that doesn't matter. They can say whatever they want about him because he's a public figure. And you don't have any ability to stop them from just, you know, lying. Anyway, long story short, he went to court to try to prove that I'm not even a member of the KKK, much less a leader. He doesn't even believe in the KKK. Anyway, I digress, except to say they call him a racist. They call me a racist for associating with him. So I'm a racist by association, don't you know? Anyway, he wrote a book called Racism, Schmacism, highlighting that, you know what, that's their end game. okay, to just call all of us racist, most of us cower and go, oh my gosh, no, I'm not a racist. And now you spend your whole life defending that you're not a racist, always on the ropes, if you will, using kind of a boxing term. You're always on the ropes, never able to really deliver any real blows. I don't know if I should use that term. In the sacred cause of liberty, you're not able to be effective to really get after the opponent, which is those who want to destroy us in the culture war, because you're too busy being on the ropes defending yourselves from what they know to be a lie. They know that I'm not a racist. They know that I've preached for over 25 years on the radio that we're all God's children and we should act like it. They know that we've done our very best to be honest about all cultures and religions and people, and been very inclusive to say, look, let's be kind to everyone. We can highlight our differences with people. That doesn't mean we don't love them or we can't be kind. We can still hold on to our values, our beliefs, our, you know, we still can stick with God's standards. That doesn't mean that we're racist or haters or bigots or anything else. If we stick with science and with God's laws, we can still be kind, gentle, appropriate, inclusive people. See, but they don't want you to believe all that. They want you to believe you're a racist. If that doesn't stick, then you're a bigot. You're a misogynist. You're a out of control male. See, Sam believes his wife belongs in the kitchen or in the bedroom there, and that's all that Sam believes. See, and then they attack your Christian beliefs about traditional God-ordained roles of male and female, see? And you just can't win. And you can't win because their real goal is not to say you're a racist. They just say that because they can sideline you, put you on the ropes that way. They know you're not a woman hater or a bigot, or they know all those things. Their real goal is to attack any Christian views that you have, claim that they're, look, Jesus Christ is the biggest hater of everybody. They want you to believe. See, that's their lie. They're going after the Christians. I've mentioned this over and over and over. Let me give you an example. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has now signed 3 pro-life bills into law. He said, we want to be the most pro-life state in the union, in the country. And I, Kevin Stitt says, want to be the most pro-life governor in the country. See, I commend the guy for that, but he is getting trashed by the mainstream press, taking away women's rights. He hates women. It's a lie. He's pro-life. I know, but he's denying a woman her body to do whatever she wants. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be very clear with God's law, or I should say about God's law. You have the right to choose what you want. That's true. You have your agency. It's a God-given gift. But you don't oftentimes have the right to choose the consequences of your actions. So a woman has the right to violate God's commandments and sleep with anybody she wants to. I personally think that the procreative power, the sexual relationship, should be in the within the bounds God has set. I'm trying to think how the best way to say it. Within the bounds God has set, with one man, one woman, sexually involved with one another, only after they're legally and lawfully married. And other sexual behavior is, no. That's God's law. Okay, I'm not at liberty to change it. But so when a woman chooses to do that, she can choose to do that. But then when life happens, the procreative power, which is designed by God to be the consequence of, I don't know, I'm trying to be really careful, of the lovemaking relationship, of the sexual intercourse relationship, okay? When a child results from that, those are the consequences of those actions. And now you've got a life, and what they want to do is they want to say, we violated one of God's commandments oftentimes. Not always. Some women that are married to a husband still want to get an abortion. That's, you know, but that's the consequence. The procreative power takes effect. Well, you're not at liberty then to say, well, I don't want that life now. I don't want the consequences of my actions. See, that's where we draw the line. That's where we feel differently. Look, life, liberty, and property. Thou shalt not kill. And I'm not going to debate when life begins, because science has already proved life begins when the sperm meets the egg, okay? We know that. We know that's true. They try to deny it. They try to lie, but science has proven them wrong now. We have enough ultrasound, enough capabilities to prove there's life there. The cells reproduce. There's life. You can't say there's not. Anyway, it's interesting to me. The evolutionists want to act like there's life coming out of a pond and we all came from this so-called whatever life you want to say. It was very simple life at first, but that's how life evolved. They want to believe that, but yet they don't want to believe that there's life at conception, see? Very strange how that all works. One is life, even though it's, I don't know, plant life evolving into eventually frog life, eventually evolving into human life. You know, we can go along that evolutionary discussion because that's, but yet you can't say that life begins at conception. I mean, it's very strange how they just deny reality, deny science, deny God's law. And we're the ones that are hateful if we highlight this truth, see? Well, anyway, I digress, except I'm telling you that life begins at conception. And when a woman is involved sexually and a baby is made, there's a life. And you've got to respect that life. And I think Oklahoma's on the right track. I commend them. But Colorado governor, this guy's a gay governor. Jared Polis, I guess is how you say his name. He signs a bill making killing the unborn a right. It puts Colorado, the state, on par with China. And North Korea, ladies and gentlemen, liveaction.org doing a phenomenal job with that piece. So you're seeing this incredible divide in the country, ladies and gentlemen, over the culture war. Do you support God's laws and science, or do you reject all that? Yeah, that's the debate. 10 states, believe it or not, now allow killing babies up to birth. Yeah, there's no line in the sand when you're going to... I think life begins at conception, but they want you to believe even now, if a baby's born, you can sit that baby aside and debate its demise, debate its murder, even after the delivery, if you want to. See, these people are crazy. Joe Biden's $5.8 trillion budget.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah, a message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm just telling you that there's an incredible column written by my buddy in theepictimes.com. Theepictimes.com doing just a phenomenal job in news. Anyway, my buddy's name is Alex Newman, well known with the John Birch Society, etc. Just an incredible guy. And the column really highlights this pro-life issue. The black folks in America are realizing they've been hoodwinked and had by Planned Parenthood, abusing them for literally decades. Planned Parenthood is flat out racist as all get out. While they've been murdering babies and calling us racists, the black African-American segment of our society is getting it. So the headline says this, citing racial discrimination, black leaders now target Roe versus Wade. Yeah, great, great article from Alex Newman. And it highlights that the abortion giant Planned Parenthood acknowledges its roots in the eugenics movement. That's right. They acknowledge they were racist and they've been racist and they are racist. They're trying to jettison that racism charge. But the problem is they can't, ladies and gentlemen, because Planned Parenthood has been complicit in upholding systemic racism for decades. That's the whole reason the organization was created, was to murder black children. All the abortion clinics are in the poorest of poor neighborhoods. They're all in black and racial minority neighborhoods, etc. And they claim that's just where the need is the greatest. But the truth is they're murdering black babies at an alarming rate, more so than other races. Okay, the goal of these black leaders is to overturn Roe versus Wade and to restore protections for the unborn that the landmark Roe versus Wade decision destroyed over 50 years ago. All right. It's really important, ladies and gentlemen, to understand this. These people are going after Planned Parenthood, and good on them for doing so. So the epic discussion about pro-life is really front and center in the culture wars right now. States are picking left and right to either double down in promotion of murder, called abortion, late term abortions, and beyond into literally murdering babies that are alive after birth. That's the one extreme. The other extreme is to ban all abortions, no matter what, period. All abortions. Rape, incest, doesn't matter. All abortions are banned. I think both positions are a little too extreme, personally. I'm not for aborting children at all. But I am for maybe a few exceptions. Incest would be one of them. Sometimes age may be one of them, because the life of the mother matters. If a 9-year-old girl or a 10-year-old girl somehow gets pregnant, which is rare but happens, you know, should she have that baby? There's a few exceptions there. There's a lot of people that say, hey, if it's the health of the mother, if it's incest or rape, they leave a big loophole for that. I don't really. I mean, I get that it's a horrible thing that women are pregnant under those awful exception circumstances. Those are the real, real, real exception, though. Okay, they want you to believe that's the norm. That's the real standard by which we should judge this. No, 99% of the abortions across the country and around the world, ladies and gentlemen, are not necessary. They're not emergency necessary to save the life of the mother. They're not rape or incest driven, etc. Okay, so they're the exception, and we shouldn't be ruling by the exception. We should be standing with pro-life as a general rule, and how much exception we provide really depends societally on discussions. It's very difficult to say to a little 10-year-old girl that's maybe been raped and there's incest by, say, her father or an uncle or somebody really close to them, right? It's very difficult to say that girl should be forced to keep the baby. You say, well, Sam, it's a life. Yes, but how do you protect life if the life of the mother is in jeopardy? How do you, there's just complications. And I'm not defending those complications except to say that I know enough about this to say it's very emotional, very difficult to deal with. I believe that preserving the baby's life in almost every case is the justifiable way to go. And I believe that you can put children up for adoption. I'm an adopted baby, so I know a little bit about it. I understand and think it's necessary to really think through these things carefully. And always when you, if you have to, you know, pick a side, you got to pick pro-life for the side to be on, even if it's not perfect, right? Anyway, Presbyterian theologian R.L. Daphne understood 150 years ago why conservatives never win. And basically the point that R.L. Daphne makes that James Edwards highlighted so adeptly is that, look, the conservatives don't really have a position to stand on. What they do is they protect something, but 5, 10, 15, 20 years after, they just cross the same lines. They're drug across. It reminds me like of a tug of war in the culture war. And the liberals literally pull the conservatives and, hey, 5-10 minutes later, you're getting pulled across a line that you didn't want to cross. Okay, that's kind of what we're doing in the culture war. It's tragic. And R.L. Daphne nailed it very, very well and highlighted this, that, you know what? Wow, we've got to stand on principle here. And that's why we really need to double down into pro-life, because pro-life is one of the most important discussions to have. If you can't protect the lives of the most innocent among us, how are you going to protect the lives of the rest of us? If you can't stand on God's law that procreation begins when egg meets sperm, right? If you can't agree that life begins at conception, you know, then when do you agree it begins? They want you to believe that life hasn't even begun 20, 30 days after you were born. I mean, it's just insanity, folks. But it just proves how belligerent they are for their pro-death agenda, how literally unhinged and crazy they are. You know, I mean, the only exception I might make in an abortions would be, in addition to the ones that I've highlighted, would be, hey, what if you're a grown liberal and you believe in pro-death? Maybe you ought to go first and just abort yourself at like 38 years old or 47 years old or whatever you are, right? You can go ahead and just take the lead for the cause you believe in so much. Now, I don't mean that literally, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take my words out of context. I mean that to highlight the absurdity of it, right? I mean that just to demonstrate my point. Why do they think their life matters so much? Okay, the abortion doctors, the infanticide people, whatever, why do they believe they got to stay around to, what, promote their agenda on the rest of the innocents? I don't get it. And so I'm not necessarily saying that I believe in abortion for those people either. I'm just saying, how do you get that where you can justify, well, the baby's only 20 days old but born. How do you justify that murder? But yet, you know, you're 40 years old or 20 or 60 or whatever age somebody, and they're advocating for the death of this delivered alive baby on the altar of abortion, the right to, quote, decide, a woman's right to choose. What if a mother, you know, waits till you're like 40 years old as your son or your grandson and says, hey, you know, we got to take this person out because I don't want him anymore. You know, where does that end and start and begin? And okay, this is just demonstrating the absurdity of these people. Well, why don't they go first if they're so serious? So I'm not serious about that, but I am trying to highlight a real important point, which is these people have no conscience. These people have no scientific reality. These people have no God's law. They're godless. They're scienceless. Is that a word, scienceless? They're without scientific backing for their agenda or for their cause. They're unhinged, folks, and we've got to stand up against this. Why Americans have allowed babies to be murdered since Roe versus Wade because a couple of rogue thug judges said so is beyond me. But we've literally murdered over 60 million babies in America alone since then. Heaven help us. Heaven help us get a handle on this. We talked about the Loudoun County School District in Virginia instructed teachers to eliminate all gender-based practices to align with the district's transgender equity policy. So this is what I mean by they're just jettisoning the science left and right. Ladies and gentlemen, what the heck is all that about? This idea that we're going to just jettison everything to do with gender? I mean, that's jettisoning God's law and scientific reality, all because they have this, quote, policy. Who put the policy in place? Did parents have an involvement and oversight in that, or was it just elected bureaucrats? Wait a minute. Was it even elected bureaucrats on the school board, or was it their appointed or hired teachers and administrators and so on? How far from the people were these decisions really made? Then when the people try to call to account, what happens? See, that's the problem we're facing, ladies and gentlemen. All right, this is the culture war. We're talking about it big time. But I'll tell you this, there's lies, lies, and more lies everywhere. Even Burger King Whoppers are not whopping enough. I'll tell you that right now. There's a lawsuit that claims that Whoppers, well, they appear in advertisements bigger than they are in real life. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of alleged Russian war crimes being investigated in Ukraine now is up to 4,800, and it could go higher. The mayor of the hardest-hit city says more than 5,000 civilians have been killed since Russia invaded 7 weeks ago. Mariupol is in ashes with 90% destroyed, and about 1,000 people were able to escape yesterday, but the Red Cross still hasn't been able to get in to rescue the 160,000 who remain without food, water, or electricity. The Senate is expected to vote today to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. All 50 Senate Democrats, including two independents and three Republicans, are expected to nod yes at Jackson's confirmation vote. In an effort to help Ukraine against Russian invaders, the United States Senate voted to start up the Lend-Lease program that enabled America to send weapons to Britain and other allies during World War II. This will get more weapons into Ukraine's hands. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In an effort to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster, the Biden administration will cut President Trump's era Title 42. Not everyone is thrilled with the idea of open borders and are doing something about it. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott started a program to use 900 buses to ship illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C., so lawmakers can better serve the people they are welcoming into the country.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border. To get that going, I'm going to send a letter to Chief Nim Kidd with the Texas Division of Emergency Management, who will be in charge of this operation.
The Russian troops who carried out the suspected war crimes in the Ukrainian city of Bucha discussed the killing of civilians over the radio. That's according to Germany's intelligence agency, USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman talking about the culture war in depth and in detail. And I know I'm covering a lot of the topics that I covered yesterday, but, man, there's just so much more to say about them. Really, because it's critical to understand who we are. It's critical to understand our godly and our American heritage, ladies and gentlemen. And that's kind of one thing they want to divorce us from in the culture war is you're godly and you're an American heritage. You need to understand that. You are God's children, male and female created them. The marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God. That's how Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, came to be, ladies and gentlemen, through God's creations and God's laws and commandments. And we need to understand the fundamental traditional family, because that's the core of human interaction and society. And they want to destroy the family. They want to destroy our relationship with God. We cannot let this happen. We have got to stand up for religious freedom. We have got to stand up for God's laws. We're not at liberty to alter God or God's laws, ladies and gentlemen. Who do we think we are? Right? And so we need to really stand up in this culture war. Prominent Democrats flocked to Barack Obama. I guess Barack Obama literally came to the White House and it was a big old celebration and all the big I don't know what you want to call them. Deep state Democrats is what I would call them. Literally flocked around Barack Obama as the rock star while ignoring Joe Biden at the White House after Joe Biden signed an executive order designed to strengthen the Affordable Care Act. And so then Joe didn't know what to do. He kind of put up his hands, kind of walked away. The headline says, "No one talks to Biden as Biden wanders around. And I believe that leaving Joe Biden in office, and I hold the Republicans and Democrats responsible for this. Look, Joe Biden has become a national security crisis, a great concern for America. And no one seemed to be really focusing on this. I've highlighted this from the beginning. Whether you like or dislike Joe or not is not important. The fact that he's compromised by Chinese and Russian interests and by his son Hunter's shenanigans business-wise to literally raise filthy lucre while his dad was vice president and now president of the United States. Now we're giving protection to Hunter Biden with taxpayer dollars, etc. This is serious business, folks. To where we look, whether you like or dislike Joe, he's a national security risk, a crisis. We also talked about this gubernatorial candidate, Stacey Abrams, now a multimillionaire. She aims to take the governor's office. She claims she has $3.17 million now, turning around her own financial wherewithal. The mainstream press keeping her in the news, and it's my assertion that they've got plans for her. They're grooming Stacey Abrams to lord over us in some way. Time will tell how, right? We also talked about this new text came out and confirms Hillary's conspiracy to steal the election. So now you've got texts and evidence that Hillary Clinton and her 2016 campaign literally conspired to steal the election, says special counsel Durham, drops smoking gun as he spells out his operating thesis at this point. Art Moore, WND.com with the piece. If that's not enough evidence, last week, the Federal Election Commission, the FEC, fined Clinton's 2016 campaign, along with the DNC, for hiding its funding of the now-debunked anti-Trump dossier. So when you literally have the Democratic National Committee, along with the Clinton campaign, funding a dossier that turned out to be bogus, so that promotes this agenda that Trump is the evil guy, lies the dossier. And a candidate for president, along with the party that candidate belongs to, literally funds this lie, that makes Trump look horrible. Then on the other side, you bury the Hunter Joe Biden stories about criminal activity on an international scale and using the vice president's position back then, Joe Biden's position, to make those, quote, international connections happen. You suppress that story at the same time. Flat out election fraud has been committed by Hillary Clinton and by the RNC. All right, literally, Hunter Biden is currently living in a Malibu house with Secret Service protection, costing taxpayers $30,000 a month. That's according to ABC News. How can you make this stuff up, folks? This is criminal activity beyond imagination. So when I say that Joe Biden's a security risk, you've got to understand what I'm saying, right? You wonder if the feds will trigger a recession to debunk our ability to get this accountability and transparency on the table. Will they lead us into war? Will they just destroy the economy to protect, quote, Joe? I don't know, but now the evidence gets even stronger, right? The culture war will continue to rage in 2022. Turns out that new photos and emails show that Joe Biden lied about his knowledge of Hunter's foreign dealings. Okay, listen to me carefully. Joe Biden lied about knowledge of Hunter's foreign dealings, right? I don't know how to respond to this, except to say this. Joe Biden lied about not knowing Hunter Biden's communist Chinese business associates. We have evidence of this now, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. New photos and emails show that Joe Biden lied about not knowing Hunter Biden's communist Chinese business associates. How do we know he lied? Because there's photos with Joe with these associates. There's photos and emails of Joe being involved, ladies and gentlemen, and referred to on multiple occasions. So let me get this straight now. They lied about Donald Trump's dossier and got caught lying. It was debunked. Not true. Bogus. And now we find out that Hillary and the DNC funded it. On top of that, now we find out that Joe lied. Joe said, I don't know Hunter's associates. I wasn't involved in that. Wait a minute. New photos and emails show that Biden lied about not knowing those guys. He knew these Chinese business associates. Now, Bill Clinton lied about, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and he got taken down for lying to some degree, got impeached. No one took him out of office like they should have. No one criminally prosecuted him for other crimes. But I look at Joe Biden and I go, how is Hunter receiving special protection by the Secret Service right now? And how are we not impeaching Joe Biden over this? Is it a national security crisis when Joe literally lies and says, I don't know these people that my son was involved in. And now we have proof that he does know them and he did know and he lied. And if Joe has a relationship with communist leaders, right? Communist Chinese business associates, and Joe lied about that. How much more did Joe lie about? And how much more liability does this create? How much more inculcated is Joe than we know now? After digging. This is a year plus after Joe's been president of the United States with top national security clearance, more clearance than anybody in the country virtually, right? The commander-in-chief, if you will. This guy, how do we deal with this? But do you hear anybody really trying to impeach Joe Biden? What if I just type impeach Joe Biden, right, into Google? Three words, impeach Joe Biden. What do I get? You got a MAGA petition, MAGAPetition.org. We, the undersigned citizens of the United States, hereby petition the Congress of the United States to undertake all necessary and proper actions to impeach Joseph Biden Jr. for high crimes against the people of the United States and to remove him from the office of the President of the United States. Here's the problem. Even Steve Bannon says that Joe Biden will be impeached in November. But you got to wonder what that means. He said that related to Newsweek. You know, Steve Bannon, why Steve Bannon's really doubling down with Newsweek is another topic. Joe Biden will be impeached in November. And I look at that and I go, I appreciate that. But ladies and gentlemen, I say that trying to impeach the president is not really a good idea. You say, what, Sam? Yeah, I'll tell you why. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm talking about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. I believe that Joe Biden is a national security crisis, ladies and gentlemen. I really believe that. Okay? But my problem is they're talking about impeaching Joe, but what they say is, hey, you know what? If we can win the House in 2022, then we'll impeach Joe. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to deal with this because we've been hearing from the Republicans over and over and over. If we elect them, they will do all these awesome, incredible things. Right? Look, there's dozens of times Joe Biden has been playing a role in Hunter's business dealings. You don't believe me, ladies and gentlemen? All right, look, even the Washington Post and others are saying this now. Biden wrote a college letter for a college admissions for a Chinese executive's son who was tied to Hunter. So, look, you got Biden, and then you got this Chinese executive and their buddies, but now you got the son of both of them kind of working together. So the son of Biden helped the son of the Chinese exec, right? How does all that work? Here's the details, Cam. All right. That doesn't seem to be talking in this video, but it basically highlights here's a dozen times that Joe Biden played a role. So we've got, ladies and gentlemen, we've got email records. New photos and emails show Joe Biden lied about not knowing these associates. Okay? You literally got so much evidence to this now, it's shocking. You've even got this New York Post or whatever it is, NY Post or whatever, literally saying here's a dozen times Joe Biden played a role in son Hunter business dealings. Emily Crane with the article, folks. And it highlights what I'm talking about. Well, here's the problem that I'm having. The problem that I'm having with all this, ladies and gentlemen, is it seems to me that the Republicans, they want to talk about impeachment a little bit. They want to tease impeachment right now. And what they really want to do is use this as their go forward for 2022. Give us control of the House. And we'll impeach Joe. But I think if it's a national security issue, which it is, why would we wait? Why would we leave national security to an election in 2022? Well, Sam, because we don't have the votes to impeach Joe right now in the House. I understand what you're saying to me. But I also understand Republicans, rather than using this as a political wedge, rather than using this as an election agenda, which makes me question your motives in the first place, is it really to impeach Joe? Is it really to remove Joe from the presidency? Is it really, or is it a goal to get elected? And I wonder about your motives when you wait, because national security does not know election cycles. Do you hear me loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen? Election cycles and national security are not related. You say, Sam, we can't get this done. You know what? If enough congressmen and senators that are Republican, what do you got, 50 Republican senators? And what do you got? How many Republicans in the House? You sure have what? 200? 190? I don't know. But if you put 190 senators, even with the dissenters, I'm sorry, 190 congressmen, even with the dissenters, along with the 50 senators, right? You're talking 190 leaders of government along with 50 senators. So you're talking about, 240 of the 535 leaders of government. If you put those all together and said, we will talk about nothing else but national security, we're not going to meet in Congress. We're not going to vote. We're going to vote no on every bill until this is dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with now. And then you take all the alternative media, because the mainstream press won't do anything, as we all know. But you take the alternative media and we push this narrative that says, look, Joe Biden needs to be impeached now, not in November. Steve Bannon says in November it's going to happen. Okay, but we need to impeach Joe now. It's a national security crisis we've got on our hands, whether he's just a bumbling old man idiot that we can't get his medical records about to know what's really wrong with him, I don't know. But that in and of itself is a national security crisis and concern. But now his ties to foreign international business interests that compromise the security of the United States. Look, this cannot wait. Okay, but the Republicans just want to go, yeah, Joe Biden will be impeached in November if y'all go ahead and elect us. Well, they're the ones that promised they'd get rid of the Education Department. How many cycles ago? How many election cycles ago did they promise that? Now you've got the Education Department in bed with the FBI and the Justice Department in bed with your local school board calling you as parents terrorists. They didn't get rid of nothing. All right, now they also promised they'd get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Well, hey, they didn't do that. They lied and lied and lied and lied and voted for it until they got elected. Then they jettisoned the issue as fast as they could. How do I know? Well, even Donald Trump did the best he could to gut the bill by executive order, but now Joe is just bringing it back by executive order. We've accomplished nothing despite all the promises and all the votes to the contrary that meant nothing back in the day. I don't trust these Republicans anymore. Do you? If they burn me at first, shame on them, but eventually it's shame on me for believing their continued dishonest lies. I mean, I appreciate that Joe Biden will be impeached in November, but we need to impeach Joe now. But I don't really support impeaching Joe Biden now or in November. You want to know why? What happens if we impeach Joe? Well, you get Kamala Harris. You think we'll be better off with Kamala Harris than we are with Joe, ladies and gentlemen? You think that's a good strategy? See, I don't think so. I think Kamala is just as communist as Joe is. That's my opinion, to which I'm entitled. I don't think Kamala's your friend. She slept her way to the top. We have plenty of evidence of that. Just go ask Willie in California, San Francisco, where she got her start. Okay, I don't believe that Kamala is going to be of value. So I don't want to replace Joe. Let's say you get rid of Joe and Kamala. Who do you got next up to bat? Nancy Pelosi? Are you more worried about Joe or Nancy? See, I think Nancy's just as well tied to the communists, but she's much more shrewd than Joe Biden is. She's much more ruthless than Joe may be. Compared to Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris, Joe Biden might be a moderate Republican. Well, you say, wait a minute, Sam, he's a Democrat. What are you talking about? No, he might be a moderate Republican in contrast to these two radicals. You say, wait a minute, Sam, what do you mean a moderate Republican? Look, the moderate Republicans agree with Joe on almost everything. So jettison titles for a minute, or party affiliation. Is Joe more of a moderate Republican like a Mitt Romney? Like a Lisa Murkowski of Alaska? Right? I don't think Joe is an extreme Democrat like Kamala Harris is and or would be, and or Nancy Pelosi, and or Maxine Waters, or some of these other rabid liberals, Ocasio-Cortez, Stacey Abrams. I can keep naming them, but I'm wasting my time. You get the point, right? So there you have it. Joe Biden will be impeached in November, Steve Bannon says. I appreciate that, but I think the Republicans are just using this now for election purposes, and they're not serious at all. It's kind of like how Donald Trump used to say, lock her up, lock up Hillary Clinton. She's criminal on the campaign trail. Once Donald Trump got into office, he jettisoned that as fast as you could. He said, why bother Hillary? She's my friend. And now there's no chance to lock up Hillary, hardly are there. But now we find out that Hillary literally, along with the Democratic National Committee, funded the dishonest dossier that's now been debunked. If there was a time to lock Hillary up, it's now, folks. But I don't hear any chance of that. The Republicans aren't calling for that, are they? When was the last Republican that you saw calling to lock up Hillary Clinton now? Right? So I appreciate, ladies and gentlemen, the idea to impeach Joe. I think it's ill-advised. I don't think it'll do any good. We put too many deep state actors in place to where that won't do us any good. We're too far down that road. Even though there's a lot of evidence on the internet, people saying, let's try to impeach Joe, let's try to get that done. I don't think it has value. How many people are trying to lock up Clinton, though? Lock her up is what I should type, right? Type those three words into Google, lock her up, and what do I get? Protesters, lock her up outside of New York Democratic Convention. Lock her up, lock her up. Rumble. How lock her up just blew up, writes CNN. Right? That was the campaign rally back in 2020 news. Lock her up, Trump reemerges in Ohio. Lock her up. What about her emails? Yeah. Now, forget the email server scandal that Hillary was involved in. What about the information now where they literally funded this dossier and were fined over it already? Trump says he agrees 100% with lock her up. Then why didn't he do anything when he was president? See, that's the problem that I'm having with Trump right now. Lock her up remains a staple at the Trump rallies. But I'm just not buying this, man. The disturbing evolution of lock her up, they say. A brief history of the lock her up chant. Okay, I look at all this, though, and I don't see anything serious. I see these efforts by Republicans, including Donald Trump, as nothing but an election scandal. If you will, nothing but an election attempt to gain what? Position in the elections to make the American people, right? I don't know how to say this, but I don't know any better way to articulate what I'm telling you. I don't see a real effort to lock anybody up. Trump says he agrees 100% with lock her up. But why didn't he do anything as a president? Why didn't Trump as president expose Barack Obama and the fake birth certificate? Why didn't Trump and Joe Arpaio? So see, when I say some of these things, I'm not really confused. I'm just getting ahead of myself. Sometimes my mind goes faster than my mouth. I got to learn to talk faster. Just kidding. I need to slow my mind down a little bit and focus on what I'm saying. Look, Joe Arpaio and Donald Trump should have got together. Remember, they literally tried to tie Joe Arpaio to a scandal. And then Trump had to pardon Joe, right? Well, anyway, I digress, except what I'm saying is, why didn't Joe Arpaio, who proved the birth certificate was a forgery, a fraud, and Donald Trump, who promised he would get to the bottom of that birth certificate issue, why didn't they do that? Well, the scandals got Joe Arpaio, and well, then he wasn't elected after that, and then they got Donald Trump, and now they're both out of office, and let's just wait till November, shall we? See, it's all election scandals by these guys. They're not really attempting to accomplish the tasks that we want, folks. Do not be deceived. I'm telling you right now, it's bogus. And we're allowing the deep state to continue to seize and control every aspect of our lives. You better stand up in the culture war while you have the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, or it will get worse. God save the Republic!